fresh bread baked today, lovely and hot.
News from the temple. Poseidon's wisdom still quiet, his temple empty, followers in anguish.
Lost your god? Don't worry. You're eligible for a 2-for-1 offer on blessings only at the Temple of Amdo. Bless one, get one free.
Hey, Daddy. How are you today?
Eleanor, what a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting to see you till dinner tonight. Oh, one of the joys of being surrounded by ocean, my dear, is the choice of fish. Look what I have for sale today. Now, can I give you a couple of these to take home to your mother?
Dad, have you heard about Poseidon?
Oh, don't you start.
So it's true.
Now, I'll tell you what I told those young fisher boys you're always eyeing up. How can a god die, eh? How can a great leader pass on? Tell me that. It's all a load of old codswallop, if you ask me.
They say his temple has been quiet lately, and that the only priestess he had is defected to those historians.
Those people. I hate those people.
Still sell your fish to them, though, don't you?
Well, I have to provide for you and your mother, dearest, so I learn to put my feelings aside. Still can't bear the mind.
Well, they're claiming that our Lord Poseidon wasn't a god at all, but was in fact some kind of what was it? It was on the tip of my tongue. Commuter! That's it. No. That isn't it. Aha! Computer.
Computer? What's that? Sounds like a stupid made-up name for a stupid made-up conspiracy. The historians are nothing but a rabble of barely organised anarchists. How could they do such a thing?
Marasis told me that they're gaining in numbers and talking about a great saviour. An archaeologist, the same woman who destroyed the Bronze Palace, so they say.
Bronze Palace?
Where the great queen wept for her beloved.
Never heard of it.
Don't be ridiculous, Dad, you must have.
Listen, keep your voice down, girl. You don't need all the chatterboxes in the market hearing your nonsense. Business is bad enough as it is. And I told you to stay away from Marasis. She's bad news. Her parents live on a boat, for goodness sake.
Marasis says the gods are gone and we've no one to guide us.
Well, as usual, Marasis is wrong.
Well, maybe not all of the gods. I'm sure that...
Eleanor? Sweetheart? You've gone all pale. Are you okay?
No. Help me. What's happening?
Eleanor? What's wrong with you? Stop it! Help me, somebody, please! My daughter! She's having some kind of seizure!
Help me! Make it stop!
Eleanor, are you all right? Speak to me! Someone! Fetch her water, please! Eleanor, can you hear me? Eleanor!
Excuse me, sir. My name is not Helena. I am Gaudium of the Hierophant.
What? Helena? What are you talking about?
As I said before, sir, I am Gaudium of the Hierophant, and I must seek out Bernice Summerfield.
Of course, Hierophant Gaudium. Oh, sorry. I don't know what came over me. Of course you must go about your business. Please accept the apologies of an old man selling his fish.
Accepted. Good day to you, Croesus.
Good day, Hierophant. Fish! Fish! Fresh fish for sale!
Are you okay, Benny?
I'm fine, Ruth. Just very, very bored. Other than that, I'm fine. Perfectly. Why wouldn't I be?
Really?
If I say yes again, would I be allowed to leave this room?
No.
Great. I save the world and get put under house arrest. That's gratitude.
It's not a prison, Benny. It's for your own safety.
Well, I'm going stir crazy. Where's Leo?
He went into town to get some supplies with Corden.
Corden?
One of the other historians. You've not met him.
Well, when he gets back, tell him that he can save the world next time and I'll go shopping.
Look, after you destroyed the Great Leader...
After we destroyed the Great Leader...
After the Great Leader was destroyed, a lot of high-up people started looking for you, and not in a good way.
Ooh. Are we talking angry mob and flaming torches kind of way?
As far as a lot of these people are concerned, you killed a god, Poseidon. It's not safe for you to be on the streets at the moment, and you know that.
Doesn't mean I have to like it, though, does it?
The historians are here to protect you. They're concerned.
So I noticed. They keep coming and telling me so. I feel like the last dodo locked in a glass cage getting pointed at. Oh, and here comes groupie number one.
Darian. He's not too bad when you get talking to him. He's just a little enthusiastic for his age.
He's the same age as you, Ruth.
I know, and you still like me. Just be nice to him. He only wants to help.
Yeah? Try being his great saviour for a day. I'm sure he's made knitted toys of me and him. And at night, he makes them kiss. With tongues. Tongues he knitted separately. Oh, blimey, I wish I was out of this room. Out there. With Leo.
Just with Leo. The two of you. Alone.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, obviously I like the company, but... Oh, shut up.
Is that everything, Leo?
Well, I reckon so, Corden. I'm going to make Benny a surprise dinner tonight. All she's been living off this last week is pretty much survival rations. So I'm going to make her something she calls fish finger sandwiches. Although none of these fish have fingers, so I'm going to have to improvise.
Right.
You go ahead. I'll catch you up. Excuse me.
Yes, citizen?
Look, this might sound like a stupid question, but do you sell fish?
Fish? Oh, yeah, absolutely. What kind of fish are you after?
Sorry, you didn't let me finish there. Fish fingers.
Fish fingers?
Yes.
Fingers of fish?
Yeah, I know it's a stupid question.
You think? Look, I might have some kraken toenails down here somewhere.
Are they like fish fingers?
I don't really have them. I was joking. Wait, you're not joking, are you?
No. I really want some fish fingers.
Right. Look, mate, I'm really sorry to break it to you. But fish don't have fingers. Now, why don't you just toddle off before I call a hierophant on you?
A hierophant? What are they? Fresh in today. Special offer.
I'll get you. The comedian. You know... Hierophants. Work for the gods. Really miserable. Inquisitors.
The gods? Well, aren't they dead now? I mean, that's what I heard, anyway.
Well, you heard wrong, mate. You shouldn't listen to historian propaganda. That's toxic. And you don't want to talk like that with hierophants around.
Right. Great. Thanks. So, no fish fingers, then? Okay, sorry to have bothered you. Thanks, though, for the chat, I mean.
Pleasure. What a nice, polite bloke. Murder. Gods all dead, I ask you.
Who says the gods are dead?
Oh, not me, Hierophant. It was that young man. Spouting all sorts of nonsense. Dead gods. Fish with fingers. Didn't mean anything by it.
I'm sure he didn't. But thank you. We will follow this train of inquiry. As for you, sell your fish and forsake the gossip mongering, or the gods shall seek you out.
Yes, Hierophant. No, Hierophant. Three bags full, Hierophant.
I heard that.
Crap.
Ah, Miss Summerfield, there you are.
Yep, that's me. In the flesh. Please stop staring.
Sorry? Oh, yes. Sorry. It's just you're like, well, totally awesome, you know?
Awesome. Okay, I can live with awesome.
A bit like my mom, but hotter.
Okay, that's just wrong on so many levels.
Hi, Darian.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
How are the rest of the historians doing today?
Very well, actually. The whole great leader not being around anymore thing means that we're able to get some actual historical digging done. Metaphorically, that is, not literally. Still don't think we'd be welcomed with open arms if we turned up here and there with a shovel or two. But we're finding people who remember before Year Zero, and who aren't afraid to speak out openly against the so-called gods. Apparently, there are more than you'd think. Dumped in back rooms of family homes, eking out a living on the street.
Tell her the other thing.
Oh, yes, yeah. With no Poseidon about to tell them what to do, the Senate are holding a session later in the week. And we, that is, the historians, are petitioning to speak at it.
Are you insane? They'll dump you in the arena with a Minotaur, feed you to a Kraken! Or worse.
What's worse than being fed to a Kraken?
Oh, I don't know. Something with badgers, probably. Or death. Lots of death.
The historians are prepared for death, Bernice.
Well, you shouldn't be, Darian. I mean, you're, what, 12?
I'm 19, actually. An age doesn't matter anyway, as Pallas herself sung.
Yes, yes, the sky's no limit and all that. But you shouldn't go walking in there all smiles and happiness, because that never works out in the movies.
Movies?
Just be careful, okay? The last person who actively helped me, bar Leo and Ruth, of course, well, he disappeared. I don't know what would happen to a whole load of you en masse.
Well, it's only a work in progress at the moment. And besides, it all hinges on whether or not they allow you to speak at all.
Hold on. Allow me to speak? Why am I speaking?
Because you're the fabled archaeologist, Benny. You're the saviour of Atlantis.
Oh.
Leo! Wait! Get out of here, Corden. I'm being followed.
Followed? Really? Who is it? Is it that guy in the baby pink toga?
Don't look round. They're called Hierophants and they're everywhere. It's like they've just sprung up from nowhere.
What do you mean? From nowhere? Leo, are you all right?
I don't know. Look, just get back to the safe house, okay? I'm going to try and shake her off.
Her?
If I can, I'll see you back there later. Be safe.
Be safe. Be safe. Right. Look innocent. Don't look guilty. Walk slowly over to the temple. Nothing in the world to worry about. Let the Hierophant follow Leonidas. Don't draw attention to yourself. Probably best stop talking to myself too.
You there, citizen, stop.
Keep walking, that's it. Don't make a fuss.
Citizen, I said halt.
Oh, sorry, Hierophant. Were you talking to me?
Yes, you. What is your name and profession?
I'm Corden, and I'm a student.
Student. You are a historian, correct?
Oh, what would make you say that? Look, I'm sorry, I know you're just doing your job, but I'm really rather busy.
You are a historian. You will give us the information we require. Where is the archaeologist, Summerfield?
Summer who? Look, I'm really sorry, but
If you will not assist the epoch of your own free will, then they will be required to ensure your cooperation by force. Commence change.
Commence what? What are you talking about? What's going on? I feel strange. Like I'm melting. Oh, God! Help me! Stop this! No! No! Ah!
You have communed with the epoch. Now state your name.
I am Macab. I am a Hierophant.
And what of the student Corden?
He is gone. He has never been.
And what of his memories, his knowledge?
I have the information we require. I know where the archaeologist is.
Benny, what are you doing down here?
We let her out.
It seemed only fair, Leo.
That was not your decision to make, any of you.
Well, I certainly supported that decision. Leo, what's the matter?
Out in the street. No more than a couple of minutes ago. Inquisitors. No, worse than that. Hierophants. And I think they're coming to find you.
Hierophants?
Well, you know what it means.
Of course I do. A Hierophant is the bloke who brings religious congregants into the presence of the holy. Well, whatever they feel is holy anyway. It's a term from ancient Greece constructed from the combination of ta hiera, the holy, and phanai, to show. Of course. If this really is Atlantis, and Greece really was just an offshoot, as many believe, this might technically be the first time anyone's used it.
Benny, rambling.
Oh, right, yes, sorry. So these Hierophants are coming after me, are they? Well, good luck to them. Even I don't know where I am.
No, but the other historians do. What if one of them gets questioned by a Hierophant?
I think one already has. Darian, where's Cordin?
He hasn't come back yet. Why? And why are you all so concerned about the Hierophants? They've never bothered us before.
Before? You've heard of these people?
What are you talking about? We just have to keep out of their way, that's all.
Wait, so you and Ruth don't know what these Hierophants are, right, Leo? And I certainly don't. So they're new. But Darian's known them for years. Which means things must be changing again. Big things.
Then why aren't we remembering too?
I don't know.
We may need to get Benny out of here.
Why? What's happened?
Benny, just stay out of sight. Outside, there's a crowd on its way, and Cordin's leading them.
Perhaps they're more historians. After all, with the great leader gone.
I really don't think so, Darian. My luck is never that good. Is there anything different about the crowd? Burning pitchforks, perhaps? Rousing choruses of Burn the Heretic?
Nothing like that. But it looks like half of them might be Hierophants. You know, with the lines.
Lines?
On their foreheads. Lots of vertical lines all close together.
Like a tattoo?
A what?
How close is this crowd? I need to see them.
Upstairs. You can get a good look from there.
Benny, over here. Look! Down the street! There's loads of them, all with lines on their faces.
They're all Hierophants. I thought you said the crowd was only half of them.
I never said that. I said that they were all Hierophants.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Ruth, leave it. Their memories change with the world.
But ours don't.
Apparently.
Look, Leo, there's Cordin. He's a Hierophant now too.
Don't be ridiculous. That's macabre. He's always been a Hierophant, like his father before him.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Benny?
Oh, with it, Ruth. We'll sort it out later.
That woman beside him. That's the Hierophant I was talking about. Look at those lines on her face.
They're not random lines, Leo. That's a barcode!
Barcode?
A unique identifier. The sort of thing a computer might attribute to its followers.
So the great leader's back, then?
That, or someone wants us to think he is.
I think we've been discovered.
I think you might be right. And I rather think that they've come this way for me.
Then we need to get you out of here. Ruth?
Come on. If we head up to the roof, maybe we can make our way along the rooftops.
Leo!
She's right, Benny. You have to go. You're the only one who understands any of this, and we still need you to speak within the Senate. We'll hold them off.
I know, just stay safe, all right? I'd miss you if anything happened to you.
I know. Besides, I still have your fingered fish to cook for you.
It's fish fingers, you... Oh, never mind.
Good afternoon, citizens. Can we help you?
We wish to speak to the lady, Summerfield.
Sorry. She's not in right now.
Can I take a message?
The memories of Cordin state that she wasn't allowed to leave under any circumstances.
So tell us, where would she have gone?
Oh, you know, girls.
No, we do not.
Ah, this could be difficult then.
Come on, Benny. We can use the rooftops to get to the end of the street.
But Leo...
We'll be fine. If they want you, they'll leave him alone.
And you know that for sure, do you?
Well, no, but we don't know for sure that they'll not leave him alone. So, come on.
Which way?
South, along the rooftops. Leo and I laid some planks of wood between the buildings a few weeks back, just in case. We can make our way to the crossroads and then drop into the alleyway behind the Temple of Hermes. What the hell is that?
A Mars police helicar? No way! That's mid-23rd century at least.
Benny... Are they the gods?
Benny Summerfield, do not move. Stay where you are.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen.
We can't hide from the gods.
They're not gods, but I suspect they like to think they are.
But Benny, we can hide here.
Oh, God, this is so wrong.
How do you mean?
Well, flying hover cars aren't part of Atlantis. Well, not the traditional Atlantis, that is. And this has so far been as textbook as you can get it. Pillars of Hercules, Minotaurs, Kraken, even the Pegasi.
Pegasi? Don't be ridiculous. There's no such thing.
I've ridden one.
What? Really?
Really.
Huh? What was that? It was like some sort of thunderbolt.
Lasers. Not far off. Come on, before they can fire again. You cease and desist. Best lines, I grant you. Come on, we can jump from this rooftop to the one over there.
Benny?
What?
The building. It's gone.
What do you mean? Look, it's right there. Whoa! Where did that spring from?
That's what I meant. The Temple of Hermes was there yesterday, and today...
Today it's all chrome and glass. It looks modern. I mean, my modern, not yours. Oh, but that's impossible. I mean, I've seen impossible, but to destroy a building and then build that in a day? Complete matter transformation, it's got to be.
The great leader. Could it have done this?
Oh, this isn't something small. This is world-changing. This took a massive amount of power. Too much for a single computer. Oh, great, they found us.
You are trapped, Miss Summerfield. The only way down is to return to your building. If you should refuse to cooperate, you and all of your historian friends will be arrested.
What do we do?
What else can we do? As much as I hate it. We surrender! We're going, okay? Come on, let's go back.
Back to what?
Back to the Hierophant.
I'm serious. She's not here. Come in and look for yourself if you don't believe me.
We will wait, as the gods have instructed. She will come.
Fine, because she's not coming out. She can't because she's not
in... It's okay, Leo, I'm here.
Ah, my dear Penelope, how are you?
Leo, really, it's fine. They know who I am, don't you?
Great. Are you insane? They'll take you away, they'll kill you.
Possibly, maybe. Most likely, definitely, but we can't get away on the roof. And I want to know how a centuries-old Greek temple can be replaced by a 27th-century office block overnight. And I've a feeling these people might have some idea how it happened.
Bernice Summerfield.
She's not Summerfield. She's just a madwoman trying to get some attention. Will you get her out of here, Ruth?
Love to, but she isn't listening to me either.
Madwoman?
Bernice Summerfield.
You're a Hierophant, are you? Nice barcode. If I had my old cataloguing scanner, what would you show up as, I wonder? Something tasty? Or mouldy old bread?
I don't understand.
Well, of course you don't. The monkey never understands. She just does whatever the organ grinder tells her. Speaking of which, where's yours?
The epoch is at hand.
Ooh, that's interesting. You just said epoch. I've heard that before somewhere. Somewhere else. I can't remember where. Oh, it's gone. All right. I'll come with you. But I have some demands. Firstly, that you leave these people alone.
We do not want you to come with us.
Secondly, I'm sorry?
We are not here to arrest you, Bernice Summerfield. We are here to speak with you, to invite you.
Invite her to what?
The historians have petitioned for a hearing in the Senate. They wish to speak about Year Zero and the importance of knowing their past. The historians fear the Hierophants, but the Hierophants have decided to allow this meeting.
You're serious?
Tomorrow, 4 hours after noon, but only if the fabled archaeologist, Professor Bernie Summerfield, is there to speak for them.
Sounds like a trap to me.
Historian Leonidas, we could kill every one of you right now, should we desire it. The archaeologist stands before us. Why wait another day?
Tomorrow, Miss Summerfield. All will be revealed tomorrow.
Bye then! Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Leo's right. It smells like a trap.
Well, of course it's a trap. The only question is, a trap for who? Come on, I think I know where there might be answers.
I really don't think you should be doing that, Benny.
Really? Big old building just springs out of nowhere. What else should I be doing? Besides, I'm only taking a look.
With Leo's diamond ring.
It's a really thorough look. This is my era, guys. I recognise the logo through the window. Trans-Universal Export. They're all over the galaxy in my time, which means they definitely shouldn't be here.
So, how do we get in?
With your ring. It's diamond. Diamond can cut through glass, especially the kind of cheaply fabricated plastic glass compound these windows are made from. The others? Far more solid. My guess is that they had to replace this at some point and couldn't be bothered to call in the original contractors.
I didn't understand anything past diamond cut through glass. Leo?
Not a word.
These buildings, I know them well. I've broken into enough of them in my time. Only to fake dig permits, okay? Anyway, all their windows are connected to the alarm system by microfilm threads. But this window? I'm betting the cowboys that they hired forgot. So...
Ah, that noise!
Don't worry, almost done. Now, we simply reach inside, click the opening clasp, pull back the hand quickly, and we're in.
How is there still power? Do you think this might be connected to the underground?
Well, these buildings came with solar power generators in case of emergencies. And it has been quite sunny of late. Chances are it's got a minimal charge left. So, be careful. You not coming then? I know it's not quite the past that you historians are wanting to see, but...
Just try stopping us.
Look, if you're going to insist on breaking and entering, please, can we just get on with it before someone sees us?
What's up, Leo?
Scared?
Since I've met you, Benny, I've alternated between being deliriously happy and terrified beyond belief. You decide.
Ha, I get that a lot. So, let's go and explore, shall we? Have you got that map you picked up from the library?
The map we stole, you mean?
Acquired?
You made me stuff it under my tunic.
Borrowed, then. How's that for a compromise? Now, come on.
Wow. What is this place?
Looks like some kind of call centre.
Call centre?
Yeah, you know. They phone you up, ask what your current whatever is doing, then offer to sell you a better whatever. Whatever's a big in the future, trust me.
So why is this here? I mean, we don't have anything like this.
No, but perhaps you should.
What do you mean?
Well, the great leader, that computer, that was almost as technological as this. And when we used the technology to call the merhorses back, neither of you freaked out. It was as if there was a part of you, deep inside, that accepted all this. Still does. There's also the small fact that I landed here in a spaceship, so somewhere there has to be a spaceport, right? And therefore people nearby must know about that. This can't all be that alien to everybody.
Unless that's already changed too, like this building. Maybe it's now an amphitheatre or something.
Do you know the size of the average spaceport?
Maybe it's a lot of amphitheatres?
Maybe. And then there's Palace. Her last words, that song, sung on a radio on another planet. Yet here, in Atlantis, you repeat it as if it was doctrine.
We agree with you, and we believe you, but we can't answer you. We were part of those changes, should still be part of those changes, I think. I mean, did you see Darian's face when we said we didn't know the Hierophants? Or when a few Hierophants turned into a whole army of Hierophants? The world changed, only this time we didn't.
Not since the Temple of Poseidon.
Well, hopefully this building will shed some light on things. Here, help me with this.
What is it?
It's a lift door. If we can open it, we should be able to get to the top of the building.
And why do we want to go there?
Because that's where the high-level employees live. The bosses, and that's normally where the answers are. I don't want to risk the security on the fire doors just yet, so the stairs are out of the question. Yeah, there you go.
You want us to climb up there?
She is close at hand. It was to be expected. We were right to study her. She now represents a danger to the scheme. We may need to bring the scheme forward. We should wait and observe the outcome of this intrusion.
And if necessary, this reality can always be replaced.
Did I mention that I hate climbing lift shafts?
Not for the last 3 minutes. Pray tell us again, why don't you?
Oh, right, right. We're nearly there anyway. We trip the door mechanism. Ow!
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
The subject has reached the highest level. Should we intervene? Not yet. She is late, but she can still complete her task. And if she cannot, then a new fate will await her.
I could be wrong, but this looks exactly the same as the room downstairs.
You're right. Same computer terminals, same cubicles. This must have been a really boring company to work for.
Where are all the people? Surely a building as large as this would have had people inside it.
They're probably all standing inside an Atlantean temple, wondering where the hell their Wi-Fi connection went.
If they remember.
So where did it come from, then? You said it was from your time?
Yeah. Which makes me think that this is all getting just a little bit personal. But to be personal means it has to be deliberate. And nothing can be changed like this deliberately. Changes like this indicate a massive planet-wide instability.
So, what you're saying is that this building could be an indicator of... what? A more substantial change? Atlantis collapsing?
Actually, maybe. This wasn't here. But was it here in another time, another world? Did it swap with the office block, or did whoever's behind this simply whoosh it up out of thin air like they're doing with all those Hierophants?
Maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Maybe we'll all be executed tomorrow.
Well, he wanted to live until the day after tomorrow anyway. Tomorrow's a Sunday. Sundays are boring. Leo, spread that map out on the desk over there. I want a graphical representation of what this city looks like. Or rather, what it looked like.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that this might not be the only building that's appeared out of nowhere. And I'd like to know what else has altered, and how much has had to change to accommodate it all. If the map shows the changes, then it's some kind of global reality alteration. If it shows whatever was here before, then it's simply a localized aberration. And the city might be full of those. They might not all be as obvious as this one, glass and chrome, but there might be clues to be found. And clues might give us a better idea of whether a new great leader has been created, or...
or what?
Or whether this is the result of two realities smashing together. The undergrounds you lot were investigating.
What if what?
What if somehow these memory wipes, these changes, are more than just that? Less subtle. And what you found was evidence underground of the previous realities. Each time there's a change, a whole new reality is created on top of the last, literally wiping it clean, pushing it down beneath the surface. Or perhaps I'm just way off base here.
I hope so.
Why?
Well, because if that was true, our lives, everything we know, could all be over at the flick of a switch.
And I wonder whose hand is on that switch right now.
Miss Summerfield! Leo! Ruth! It's getting late and I've got a stew cooking. Do you want any? Ruth? Oh, where are they?
Historian Darian.
Ah! Oh, I'm sorry, Hierophant Gaudian. You startled me, coming out of the shadows like that.
Do not fear, historian. The Epoch have stated that you are to be left alone until tomorrow's debate, and that debate will decide whether your status in Atlantean society is agreed or removed.
Epoch?
You would know them better as the gods.
Ah, okay then. Thank you very much. Don't suppose you know where Benny is, by any chance?
Of course. She is in the Transuniversal Export Building. Top floor.
Ah, okay. Thanks.
Do you require entry to that establishment?
No, it's all right. I already have a key pass.
You work for a worthy cause. Good night, historian Darian.
Good night, Hierophant. Oh, Professor, what are you up to now?
There's something bothering me about all this. Something niggling at the back of my mind.
Only one thing. Tell us. I'll add it to my list.
It's just that... this is an office block for Transuniversal, right? Well, they contact each other, send messages across subspace, using the OmniNet bandwidth.
Okay. In my head, you just went, send messages, blah, 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 using the blah, blah, blah. Just so you know.
If this building has appeared out of nowhere, does that mean that the satellites that it uses to contact the other franchises, the other branches, have come with it? If they have, maybe... we can get a message out, communicate with someone.
You mean we could find an answer to this? That's brilliant. What do we do?
Start up that server. Press the red button there. Then the green button twice.
These ones.
The desk. It's changing.
That's normal, Ruth. Video screens and monitoring systems. The whole communication array will be linked together. Now, all we have to do is...
what's that noise?
This box. It's humming. What do I do?
It's only a phone. Answer it. Just pick up the receiver and say hello.
Hello? There's a voice. Hello? Are you inside the box? No, Ruth, that's just stupid. What? How did you know she was here? What do you mean you've spoken before? Benny, it's for you.
Me? Put it on speakerphone. That button there. This is Benny Summerfield speaking. And you are?
Hello, Benny. So nice to hear your voice again. Just a shame I can't see the expression on your face. Am I on speakerphone? I bet I am, aren't I? Oh, you cheeky thing.
Who is this?
Oh, don't tell me. You've forgotten me again, haven't you? Always the way. Good God, woman, your brain's like a sieve.
I'm sorry, but I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. Is this what it feels like when I'm talking to you?
Pretty much.
Look, we could drag this out as long as you like, but frankly, I've got better things to do. So save yourself some time, get to the spire, and just move on to find the epoch. We haven't got all day.
Right, and I'm supposed to trust the words of a complete stranger, because?
Because firstly, I'm not a complete stranger, despite what you may or may not remember. Secondly, because I'm pretty bloody incredible, even if I do say so myself. And thirdly, because I'm the only other person who remembers when this planet was Zordon. Now shut up, hurry up, and get the hell out of there.
I'm not doing anything until at least you tell us your name.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, dump the bloke and lose the chick.
Weird. Did anyone else think that was weird?
Weird, definitely. Yes.
Another individual has made contact with the subject. Commence investigation.
He is a distraction to her mission, nothing more.
And yet, he used our name. Both of them know of the epoch. Everything now leads to her making the ultimate choice. After that, names will be irrelevant.
Any idea who that was, then?
Nope. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack sounds to me like a bit of a dick.
What's that?
Someone's activated the lift. They're coming.
Should we hide?
Probably.
Okay. So, why aren't we?
Just because it's the intelligent thing to do doesn't mean it's always the best option. I'm sick of hiding, aren't you? So let's just see what happens if we don't.
Miss Summerfield?
And again, I wasn't expecting that.
Darian, what are you doing here? How did you get in?
I used my key pass, like I always do. I was an acolyte of the High Priest of Hermes for years before I became a historian.
Wait, this is the Temple of Hermes? Of course! Hermes, the god of trade and riches, trans-universal export, trading company.
What are you doing to the altar, Miss Summerfield?
The altar? This thing? Oh, I've been trying to contact a satellite or two, you know, get a message out of here.
And why is one of the library's ancient maps on that table?
Oh, I put that there. We're trying to work out what's changed in the city.
Changed?
Well, like this building. The temple.
This building hasn't changed. It's been here since year zero. I had my first ordination as an acolyte in this very room.
Right. Of course. Should have known that your brain would accommodate the altered reality. So, let's try something else. Darian, look at this map. We're here, yes?
Yes.
But this map doesn't show this building at all. Do you see? It shows a modest temple, all on one level.
Well, then the map is clearly wrong.
A historian doubting her own records. Now I've seen everything.
Darian, seriously, are you sure about this?
Absolutely! Why do you think we placed this safe house where we did? I know it means we often have Hierophants passing by.
Humour me. Look at this map. What else is wrong on it?
All right, let me see. Well, that there's wrong. And I've no idea what that's meant to be.
That's the House of Representatives.
No, it's not. The House and the Senate are over there, see? I don't know what that's supposed to be, but it's an open-air amphitheatre. I saw a bunch of mystery plays there last solstice.
Wait. So you reckon the Senate is there? But that was the market I got our supplies from just this morning. Damn it, they were the only people around who got my milk order right.
I'm sorry, Miss Summerfield, but this map really isn't very accurate at all. There's at least 15 errors that I can see here, and that's just at a glance. Now, come on, it's almost 8 hours past noon. We need to be back at the safe house before curfew.
Curfew? Since when has there been a curfew?
It was imposed by the King 4 years ago. I'm surprised at you, Ruth. Don't you remember what happened the last time you got caught out in it?
I think so, yes.
Ruth, no. Come on, Leo. We'll go back before we lose Ruth to these changes as well. We'll be with you in a moment, Darian. Would you like to go pay your respects to Hermes while you're here?
I would indeed. I'll see you all back at the house.
So, to Darian, this building and the Hierophants have always been there. And Cordin, who we lost today, he joined them a year ago, apparently. Benny, what's going on?
I don't know. This world is being changed. And for some reason, the three of us aren't affected anymore. For the first time, the pair of you are seeing the true face of this world, just as I have. And now the screens have gone blank. No satellites. Great. So, looks like I have to go to that meeting tomorrow, if only to find out what's going on.
Benny, it's too dangerous.
Everything's dangerous now.
Well, if you're that set on killing yourself, at least we can go back to the safe house and have a final meal. Fingered fish sandwiches, anyone?
Well, I've had a lot of variances on fish fingers over the years, but those, they were the best, well, whatever they were, I've ever had.
I'll pass your compliments on to the chef, madame.
Where's Ruth?
Gone to bed.
Gone? Or sent?
I might have suggested that she gave us some time alone.
Why, Leo, I believe you might have some kind of ulterior motive. First you wine and dine me, and then... Leo, stop.
Sorry, is everything all right?
It's fine, it's just that...
No, I'm sorry. It's a stupid, impulsive thing to do. I just thought, as this is probably going to be our final night together... Well, I stupidly thought...
No, you thought correct, believe me. It's just that... my life... It's complicated. War and peace levels are complicated.
Is it your son, Peter?
It's a lot of things. Look, when I arrived here, all I wanted to do was find something familiar. Something that allowed me to get home. See a familiar face. Peter... Adrian, Bev, God, even Braxton, I hate him. But then I met Acanthus. And then he was gone, just like that. Then I met you and Ruth, and even though this world is falling apart at the seams, I feel like I belong here somehow. With you. And that scares me.
Scared that I'll leave you?
Or die. Oh, I've had lovers leave before. Sometimes it's just been the long, slow death of a relationship. Sometimes they just walk away and leave me with a cat. And sometimes it's sudden and painful and rips your heart apart. Like Jason.
I've lost people in the past as well. Well, at least I think I have. I remember being married when every part of my being screams that I never have. Ruth doesn't seem to remember Karis, but I know they met. I wonder if it's some weird, altered reality, but then I always find that diamond ring. Her ring.
Why'd you keep it?
To remind me that I have lost someone. I want to remember, even though I can't remember who wore it or when. Sometimes I walk past women in the street. I look into their eyes, wondering if they were once my wife. Or maybe not even that. A sister, a cousin, a friend... And I know that I'll never find the answer. That was the day I became a historian. How many people do I pass on a daily basis who have once been a part of my life, only for us both to have forgotten? How many times have I moved house, changed names, lives, all on someone else's whim? We have to make today count, Benny, because we might all be forgotten tomorrow. Even someone as remarkable as you.
Look, I'm not saying that I'm not interested. It's just that with all this craziness going on, I'd be worried that we were doing this for the wrong reasons.
Benny, I love you. I've loved you since the moment I met you. And I wouldn't have told you if it wasn't for the fact that we're pretty much all going to die tomorrow at the Senate. So there, I've said it. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to take my bruised and embarrassed ego and leave you be. We don't have to speak about this ever again if you don't want to. I'll see you in the morning. Sorry.
Leo, wait!
You don't have to say anything, Benny, I understand.
I wasn't going to say anything, really. But there's one thing I have to do. I'd never forgive myself otherwise.
Oh.
Yes. Now shut up.
Wait. There's one thing I have to know before we do this.
What is it?
What happened to the cat?
Benny, you awake?
What? Oh, Leo?
Benny!
Hold on!
Oh, Leo, it's Ruth. We need to... Leo? Oh, typical.
Are you decent?
I'm never decent, but I am awake. Morning, Ruth.
Afternoon, Benny. Here's some breakfast, though I suppose it's more afternoon tea.
Afternoon?
4 hours past, give or take. You've slept through the day.
How the hell did I do that? Where's Leo?
He's gone with the historians to the Senate, although they now call it the House of Representatives, and it is indeed where the marketplace was. I checked this morning.
Why didn't he wake me, the idiot? Come to think of it, why didn't you wake me?
He told me that you'd had a bad night's sleep. He'd given you some herbs to help you rest, and you'd both agreed that you should stay in bed throughout the meeting.
Herbs? The cheeky bloody... He drugged me. He deliberately drugged me to stop me going to the debate. Who else is here?
Just us now. Everyone else has gone to the Senate. I think every historian in Atlantis is there today. Are you okay?
We have to get there. And fast.
Leo! Where's Miss Summerfield? She needs to be sitting at the front so people can hear her.
She's not coming, Darian. I made sure she'd miss this.
Why? Why would you do this today of all days? Why sabotage everything we've worked for?
Don't worry, I left Ruth with her. If all this turns out to be as innocent as the Hierophants are claiming, then I'll send for her. But I still think this is a trap. And if that's the case, there's no way in hell I'd let Benny come here.
You're letting your personal feelings cloud your responsibilities, Leonidas.
My responsibilities? I didn't see you stopping the great leader.
Well, to be honest, I haven't seen much proof that you did either.
I am Hesketh, designate of the Senate for this open assembly. For too many years now, we have worried about our past without considering the significance of our future. But no longer. I call to the stage Hierophants Gaudium and Macar.
Welcome, historians. Welcome, one and all.
Brace yourselves.
No, historian Leonidas. We do not intend to harm you. There are hundreds of you here and only three of us. Your safety is assured. That is why you are here.
Only three Hierophants?
That is all that is required for now. Your fear is visible, historian. But is it a fear of us or of the truth?
The truth? You don't speak the truth. What of the great leader, eh? Who is he?
Where is the Summerfield woman?
Yes, where is the archaeologist?
She didn't come. She's washing her hair.
A pity. She would have enjoyed this, I think. For I can confirm, as many of you have already suspected, that the great leader himself is dead. Our great leader is gone because of Bernie Summerfield. But do not think that we want revenge. No, for the epoch forbid it.
Excuse me, but can I just clarify something there? The epoch?
The epoch will always rule.
The epoch? What does that mean?
Change. Change that you historians will be at the forefront of. A change that you will spearhead.
That doesn't answer my question. Who are the epoch?
Historian Leonidas. You will find out sooner than you think.
I can't believe that you just listened to him, Ruth.
I didn't just listen to him, Benny. I agreed with him. You're important. Way more important than anyone else in Atlantis.
And you're an idiot. Come on, it's down this palisade.
Whoa!
Did you see that? That coffee shop just appeared out of nowhere.
Benny, that's not all that's changing. Have you seen the people?
What about them? Oh, when did suit and ties come into fashion?
Oh, so that's what they are.
Come on, we need to run faster.
Oh, it's an earthquake!
No, just another building changing. Look, over there, it's a theatre, just like that.
What does multiplex mean?
Oh, lots of moody kids hanging around. Come on, we can go round it.
Oh, we can't. The road's gone. Benny, where do we go?
Oh, let's ask someone. Excuse me. Silly question, but I don't suppose you could tell me where the Senate is.
Senate? Ah, you mean the House of Representatives?
Probably. Sure, why not? I thought it was about half a mile east of here, but now I'm not so sure.
That's the one. Turn right, past the coffee. Go down two blocks past the coffee shop. Right turn at the coffee amphora. and cross over by the Minotaur Hut.
Minotaur Hut?
Sure, you know. Tastes like beef and like chicken.
Excuse me, I know you. From the market, you sell fish.
I assure you I do not. I have sold life insurance for many years. Can I interest you in a new policy? Perhaps the benefits would be...
Okay, I think we can bring it from here. Come on, Ruth.
You never know when your life could be over. What about your loved ones?
Made it. Hi, guys. You wouldn't believe what we had to do to get here.
Ah, the archaeologist and her friend Ruth. We have been waiting for you. For a very, very long time.
Then you can just hold on there another minute, can't you? Excuse me. Sorry. Hey, Leo. What the hell did you think you were doing drugging me like that? You don't get to tell me how to live my life. Don't you dare turn into another Irving Braxy at all.
I'm sorry, Miss Summerfield. Do I know you?
Leo?
I'm sorry, you must be mistaken. I am Hierophant Trowless.
Oh, God, no, Leo.
Benny, we need to get out of here. The historians, they've all got barcodes now.
What did you do to them? What have you changed them into?
We did nothing. The Epoch, however, have spoken. The historians are no more. They have all become worthy members of the city. They have all become Hierophants.
Oh, Leo, I'm so sorry. You should never have tricked me into staying away from here.
Benny, come on, please!
This isn't over, Hierophants! You haven't won yet!
What do we do, Benny? The Hierophants are everywhere.
There has to be a way to stop this. I've been through so much, learnt so many things. I'm not going to be stopped by an army of zombie zealots. Come on, this way.
Where are we going?
Back to Transuniversal Export. It was the first new building we found. I'm sure there's more to it than meets the eye. Perhaps a basement level? We might be able to communicate with the old great leader. Perhaps reboot him remotely.
Well, is that wise? I mean, remember what the great leader was like.
I know that it wasn't like this. Every shake of the ground, a new building appears. See over there? That's Segaria. It's an extinct prehistoric plant from Italy. And two streets ago, I saw Victorian gas lamps. The great leader may have been a tyrant, but he didn't destroy the world.
Please, Miss Summerfield, return to the Senate and join us.
Stay away from me, Leo, or whatever your name is. Come on.
What if the What if that building's already been replaced?
Then we'll go to whatever there is now. We have to do something.
The whole street's shaking.
I know. They're breaking up. It's like the city can't take the strain of all these changes.
Ready!
Ruth! Hold on!
I'm sorry!
Oh, come on, dammit! I'm not losing you to some crack in the ground! Yeah. Oh,
thanks! I thought that was it for me.
Yeah, you'd never miss all this. Come on.
Prepare for the scheme to begin its final phase. Everything has been prepared for the scheme. She is the one.
You know, I used to be fitter. There was once a time when a hill like this wouldn't face me. And I'm sure this wasn't here when we left.
Another earthquake?
No, it's worse than that. Look.
The safe house is gone, and the glass building. Benny, what is that?
Well, normally I'd say it's some kind of giant metal spire.
Which is...
No idea. Shall we find out?
Well, what are you doing now?
What else? Looking for a door.
Benny, we need to hurry. There are people coming.
So?
So, well, I don't think they like us very much.
Oh, God, there's got to be a door here somewhere. Definitely hollow inside. Here, there's a catch. And some kind of lock. Yeah. Nope. That didn't help, but it did hurt.
They're getting closer. Oh,
I don't know what you expect me to do, Ruth. It's not like I have a biometric lock scanner to hand these days.
She is late. She has arrived when she needed to arrive. Now she must make her choice. for the scheme. Grant her access.
That's it. Well done.
That wasn't me. I think someone wants us in there.
Well, let's not keep them waiting. What's in there can't be any worse than out here.
So, big circular staircase leading up to the top of the tower. I'm guessing that's where we're supposed to go.
For what?
To see what's at the top, of course. You coming?
Yeah. I'm scared.
Oh, I've been in tighter scrapes than this.
Really?
Well, probably. I mean, it's not as if world-ending issues are rare for me. Oh, there was a time when Jason and I had to save the universe with nothing but a car battery and a copy of the Beano. And a potato. That was a good day. Don't tell me how many steps that was, Ruth. I don't want to know.
We came all this way for this. There's nothing here. Just an empty room.
An empty room? But it does have a great view. Look down there. I can see the capital. It's almost unrecognisable. The entire North Quarter has been hit by an earthquake.
Hey, what's that mist?
What mist?
That big white mist on the horizon there. See? And there? And there? Oh, God, it's all around us.
That's not a mist. That's nothing.
What do you mean, that's nothing? You can't just dismiss it because of...
No. I mean, that's literally nothing. I've seen similar before. It's a void. A limit of nothingness. And it's closing in on us. This spire seems to be its epicenter. Aren't we lucky?
It's sweeping across the city. What will happen to all the people? Oh.
Yeah. Nothing happens. They simply disappear, as though they've never existed.
And when it reaches us, well, we disappear too.
I think so. What I can't work out is why. Why does the Epoch, or whatever it is, make all these changes just to wipe everything out? It's like some kind of giant global etch-a-sketch.
Maybe it overextended itself. Too many buildings, too many alterations. You did mention alternative worlds, and the earthquakes are indicating some kind of stress fracture.
Dimensional implosion.
Yeah, if you say so.
Hmm. You could be right there. But why do any of this? Why now?
All for you, Bernice.
Leo!
He's not Leo anymore, Ruth. He's a Hierophant. Leo is dead.
I'm no longer Leonidas. But the Epoch have given me a new purpose. To speak with you on their behalf.
And why is it you coming to speak to me? Why not one of the others?
Because you care so much about him. About me. The Epoch needs someone you would listen to, relate to, appreciate.
Appreciate? I'd check your facts there, mate. Leo's pretty much dead.
No, Bernice, not dead at all. No one is beyond changing, evolving, living different lives. Just as I will, given time. But it's up to you to choose which life is lived.
What do you mean?
Look out of the window at the infinite barrier. As that approaches, more and more of Atlantis is removed from existence, all devoured in a whisper of a heartbeat. And every second that passes, the circle constricts, shrinks, retracts, and gains ever closer all around us.
Well, you're definitely not Leo. He would never have spoken like that. But look, we obviously don't have much time, and I really don't want my last minutes talking to a walking thesaurus. Could you get on with whatever you want from me? I mean, I assume you want me to save the world or something. Turn to the dark side. Take the red pill.
Your choice is what this is all reliant on. Your decision. Join the Epoch. Willingly accept the change into our Hierophant, and this will all stop. The world will return to however you want it. Year Zero will be a thing of the past.
Really? However I want it?
You can't seriously be considering this. It's a blatant trap.
So if I agree to your terms, if I become a Hierophant, you're saying that you'd change everything. You'd return everyone, Darian, Cordin, even Leo.
All changes can be reversed. Leo would return. Even your old friend Acanthus. He still lives. You know that, don't you? He works in the Senate and believes his name is Hesketh. You can find him again, Bernice. Make the choice and all would return. You would be the only Hierophant.
And Ruth? What would happen to her?
Benny, no!
Whatever you decreed. As the only Hierophant, you'd have autonomy over everything. On one condition. You would never be able to question us again.
Oh, I don't know. I like to question things a lot.
That has already been noted. On several occasions.
Would I remember my life? Peter, the collection. Anything before the change, before year zero?
No. That is the cost of this arrangement. You would no longer be Bernice Summerfield. That life would all be over and a new one would take its place. But the people would love you. The historians could dig again. History would flourish.
And Leo, if he, you, returns, would his wife be there? Would you let them be together again?
It is why the Epoch left him his diamond ring. They predicted that this would be a part of your final bargain.
Listen to me, Benny. There has to be a way out of this.
Look out of the window. The barrier's almost here. And what do you think will happen when it arrives? Not only would we be wiped from existence, but even if we did somehow survive, everything else would be gone. There will be nothing left, nothing. If I'm going to have that happen to me, I'd rather do it on my own terms. So, what do I have to do then?
Well, first you have to...
Hold that thought. Let me make sure I have this correct. If I do this, everyone returns to normal, yes?
That is correct.
And Ruth will be safe.
Of course.
And you'll stop this barrier of nothing and return Leo to his wife?
Yes.
Liar.
Benny?
There's one thing I'm good at. Actually, there's a lot of things I'm good at, but there's one thing I'm really good at. Non-verbal communication and the translating of. That means I'm pretty damn good at reading body language, facial micro-expressions, you name it, I read it. And as you promise me all these things, do you know what I see from your stance, your expression, your tone of voice? That you're lying through your teeth. You're just as terrified by all this as we are.
But if you were simply to accept their offer...
Do not lie to me, Leo, or whoever it is you are, and do not insult my intelligence. You haven't got a clue what this is, have you? You just want to say you won before the world ends. To have the last sodding word on a dying world.
Benny, the nothingness, the void, it's almost here.
Who are the Epoch, Troulus?
I don't know anymore. The gods, the Epoch, they're out there, but they're not answering our prayers.
Oh, the Epoch again, always the bloody Epoch. Show yourselves if you're out there, whoever you are. As I thought... Gutless. And if I'd listened to you, Troulus, if I'd accepted the role of Hierophant, would any of this have stopped?
I... Possibly not. I'm not sure exactly. We believe so.
Why?
Because the Hierophants have faith. And you should have faith too. Trust in the great leader's plans, Bernice. Accept the choice. It's the only choice they'll offer.
There has to be a way out of this.
How? We're stuck hundreds of feet up in a tower with nothing to hand. Locked in a room with a friend turned God knows what. And the end of the world due to hit in a matter of minutes. I'm open to any last-minute suggestions, but I'm not sure there's anything we can do. Unless... Come on, Epoch! If it's me you want, come and get me! And you want me, don't you? Because I know stuff. I know stuff about the universe and the alternative realities you've been overlapping on one another. And I know about life before year zero. Of course. That scares you, doesn't it? Why are you scared of me? Why? Nothing. There's nothing I can do. I think this time it's really it. It's over, Ruth. You might as well sit down too, Ruth. And not being winked out of existence standing up. We might as well be comfortable when it happens.
Please, Benny.
Please accept their offer.
Oh, you don't get to call me that. Only my real friends get to call me Benny. I might die here, but so do you and everything you Hierophants stand for. This entire corrupt, mad world. What's left of it?
Are you okay?
Yeah, just thinking. All the times I've been close to death, I always thought it'd be Braxiatel who'd finally pull the trigger.
We're going to die. Epoch, I beseech you, please assist us.
Oh, they're not listening, Trowlers. They've left you. I'm sorry, Ruth. I didn't mean to drag you into all this. All I seem to have done is ruin people's lives since I got here. Palace, Otek, Acanthus, even the Queen and her bronze palace. Then I met you and Leo, the historians. One by one, I've ruined you all. There was an Inquisitor, Gormune, back on Rasta. He said I was toxic, that I had to be removed. Maybe he had the right idea all along.
Don't say that. You have enhanced our lives, not ruined them. You showed us all the truth. I mean, look at me. I was a priestess when we met. What was I before that? How many other people had I been? You stopped all that. Now, I'm Ruth. And I'd rather die as Ruth than live as someone else.
Well, that I can arrange.
Benny?
The Void. It's almost here.
I'm scared.
I know. Me too.
Do you think there's a life after death?
After what I've been through, there'd bloody well better be. I've faced death so many times now, and I've never felt so helpless. The unknown scares us all.
Where's Leo?
Vanished a moment ago. Gone, like everything else in this world. Atlantis has fallen. Again.
I can't move. I'm so scared.
Ruth. It'll be all right. I promise. Let's sing a song. Raise our spirits. What would we both know?
Benny.
I know. Sing along. The sky's no limit. We'll go beyond. We'll fly you near and far. We'll take you, come on, Ruth. We'll take you where you want to go. We'll take you to the stars. Where the sky right ahead.